Hi, this is Seth Juarez. This is another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Velco to talk all about automatic tuning. Why don't you tell us who you are and a little bit about the feature?
Yeah, thank you, Seth, for having me. My name is Velco. I'm a program manager in Azure SQL Database. I'm working on these intelligent database scenarios, and today I wanted to demo a little bit about automatic tuning.
Fantastic. So tell us what automatic tuning is for those that want to know, and then let's get in to see how we can do it.
Yeah. Automatic tuning is a feature on Azure SQL Database and also available partly on SQL Server 2017 that automatically tunes your performance, basically by observing the workload that is happening on the databases and figuring out what are the optimization opportunities that SQL Server can apply.
I see. So traditionally, I actually have to go in there and put my own indices all over whatever because I have to figure out what it is. You're saying that now it'll just do it for you automatically?
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
exactly.
I see to believe it.
Yeah, all right. I can show you right away. So first I'm going to show you the demo that finds the good plan. Mm-hmm. And when the plan regression happens, it automatically fixes the plan regression. So what I have here is a small application. And as you can see, it is running about 70 requests per second.
Okay.
And it is running actually this simple query. But this table underneath has a skewed data. So when you send a query with a specific parameter, a plan regression can happen. Basically, SQL Server chooses a plan that's optimal for this single parameter. But for other parameters, it doesn't work that well. So when this happens and when this plan is cached, the performance of other requests that are coming with different parameters regresses. And actually, by clicking here on this button, actually that will happen. I'll clear the cache. I'll send this exact same query with the problematic parameter. But afterwards, other queries will start coming, and you'll see the regression happening. So let me show you. I click regression. You see the number of requests is falling down. In the backend, currently, SQL Server is estimating this new plan. It is comparing it with the baseline plan that it had for the previous executions of this query. And as you can see, it figured out that the previous plan was actually better performing, and it started automatically forcing the new plan. So you no longer have to wake up in the middle of the night to fix the simple plan regression.
So let's see if I understand this correctly. So what happens is whenever you run a query, it creates a plan, and then it caches that for speed.
Yeah.
But then the query might change a little bit based upon a parameter, and the cached query plan is not going to be as fast.
Yeah.
And so what it's going to do is it's looking at the queries that are coming in, saying, oh, my plan, cache plan needs to change a little bit. It'll automatically adjust it for you.
Yeah. In a sense, basically, SQL Server picks multiple plans. Uh-huh. And one of the plans is good for most of the executions. But there is this single parameter that is problematic. And when that plan gets cached, the plan regression for all other executions happens. And basically, that's what is detected here. And then the good plan is forced.
Is this something I need to set up on my database to do, or is this just going to happen for me if I'm using a SQL?
You just need to enable it. And actually, here below, I have the T-SQL syntax for enabling this particular automatic tuning option. There are other options in automatic tuning as well, like create missing indexes and drop duplicated indexes. And I want to show you quickly how you can enable this in Azure portal as
Let's do it.
So I'm on the Azure portal now. I'll select a single database. And here in the database features list, I have a tile for automatic tuning. I can click on it, and then I see all the options that are available in Azure.
Okay.
So one information is that forcing a good plan is available on SQL Server 2017, while create, index, and drop duplicate and unused indexes is available on Azure SQL Database only at the moment.
Okay.
You can enable automatic tuning by selecting the overall database level option. So you can inherit settings from your server. So you have a bunch of databases under a server. You can just configure it on the server level.
Smart.
And all databases just inherit. Or you can choose to inherit Azure defaults. And these are basically the defaults that we think are good at this time for the service and for the database in general. When I select these high-level database options, I can go and explicitly select any of these options. So let's say I want to have a drop index explicitly enabled because I know I have a problem with duplicate indexes for some reason. But for the other two, I want to inherit the options from Azure defaults. I just select this, hit apply, and on the right side, I see the current settings that are currently available. Azure defaults at the moment for Azure SQL Database are force plan enabled and create missing index enabled as well.
I see. So let's take a look at each one, because
yeah.
one of the things that I've used databases before, but I haven't looked at the plans in a long time. I just figured, yeah. you know, I send the query and magic things happen.
Yeah.
So every time you send a query, there is a plan that is generated and cached.
Yeah.
And that cached plan is not parameter invariant. Because it just depends on your data. Is that correct? And so if I'm sending a parameter in there that changes the plan, that's going to cause severe, you call them regressions.
Yeah.
Which makes things go a little bit slower.
Yeah.
And so what is it that's actually happening under the covers when you're changing it?
Yeah, so what is happening is when the query comes, the SQL Server figures out based on the statistics what is the proper plan to generate. Mm-hmm. As I said, if you send with one parameter, the statistics for that parameter may be different than for all the others. And then the different plan is created. And after that, if this plan is cached, SQL Server will say, hey, I already have this plan cached, so why don't I use that plan? And for other parameters, that plan might not be that good. Previously, what you had to do is to, when this happens, you need to go drill into the DMVs, figure out, hey, this is a good plan, this is a bad plan. And then based on that, decide I will force this good plan for all of my queries.
Basically. I see. So previously, and this is where the pain point is, you had to actually go in there and say, no, use this plan. No, use this plan when this comes in.
Yeah. SQL Server, in most of the cases, picks the good plan. Mm-hmm. But there are these specific cases where, because of the data is skewed or some other reason underneath, these plan regressions can happen. And the problem was that they can happen all of a sudden, and then you need to wake up in the middle of the night. In most cases, they usually happen at 3 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And you go there and fix the plan. And fixing the plan is not that big of a deal if you know the DMVs and you understand how to query them and where to look for this information. But this will make this all go away. Like, it will do automatically for
That's
you.
That's awesome. The other two things is about indices, because you have create index and drop index.
Yeah.
What is it that it's going to be doing when it's automatically doing when it comes to index? Is it going to literally create and apply index?
Literally. Indices? So let me show you.
Okay.
Now that I enable automatic tuning, mm-hmm. all of these things start happening in the back end. And I can scroll here a little bit down, and I'll select performance recommendations. Here, you can track all the recommendations that automatic tuning applied. And as you can see, most of them are currently in the pending state. Automatic tuning takes care of the user workload. So it will never do the operation when your database is under high utilization. It will wait for a proper time to apply it so that your user workload is not impacted. In addition, all of the actions that automatic tuning does are non-blocking. So if you create an index, that is automatically created index exists on the database, it will not block your operations. So when you have a regular index on a certain column and you try to drop that column, that will be blocked. SQL Server will tell you, hey, you already have this index. You might want to drop the index first, and then you can drop this column. But if automatic tuning created the index, then this index will just move out of the way, letting your operation pass. One additional important point here, and I can show you how the applied recommendation looks like
mm-hmm.
that was verified and now is in a successful state. You can see all of this information that tell you, hey, how did this operation help me? How did it improve my database? It reduced the DTU usage this much. This is the number of improved queries. This is the number of queries that slightly regressed because of this index. This is the size of the index. But what does this say is that all automatic tuning operations are verified after being applied. So we keep the baseline of your performance, we apply the recommendation, and then we verify that the recommendation was indeed good. And if it was good, we would provide you with this report that will tell you this is the improvement that you achieved because of automatic tuning. In case the recommendation for some reason was not good for your database, it will be automatically reverted, making sure that your performance only improves with automatic tuning.
And it only does this in a way that doesn't impact what's, because if you're under high utilization, like you're on Black Friday, it's not going to be doing all these things.
It will postpone the operation. It will recognize the opportunity, but it will postpone it for a later time.
So this is literally like having an accountant for your Azure SQL database that's sitting there crunching the numbers all the time, saying, I have some recommendations. I'm going to go ahead and do that for you.
Yep.
And then it's going to tell you how it improved it.
Exactly.
And if it didn't improve it, it'd say, you know what, I'm just going to take that off.
Exactly.
And this is done all, is there a specific SKU that we have to have? Is it, or is it just all of them?
All of them. All of them available everywhere.
That's amazing. So where can people go to find out more about this if they want to read more?
We'll have the links posted here as well. Mm-hmm. And you can reach out to me definitely on the comments. I'll be there to reply if you have any questions.
Well, this is amazing. Before we had to, like Neanderthals, go in there and create our own indices. We had to look at query plan performance, etc. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. We've been learning all about how to do automatic tuning on your Azure SQL databases here on Azure Friday.